This is the news according to us. Yeah, well, welcome once again. This is a fine Tuesday morning, usually topical Tuesday, but not going to be topical too. Well, today's topic is our special guest we're going to have on this morning. So we're going to get into that. He's already laughing. Here we go. What is this? December 29th, something like that. And we're going to have a show, really big shoe this morning. I was promising everybody a special guest this week, and here he is. He's here in the studio. I call it a studio.
Special.
It's yeah, very special. He's very special. Little bus brought him in, dropped him off this morning.
The short bus.
Yeah. So this is a man who needs no introduction, because if I did introduce him, you wouldn't know who he was anyway. So it doesn't really matter.
Good point.
We just call him Rabbi Rick.
Jeez, that's out there.
So this is the meeting of the beards this morning. We got the two bearded men. Mine runs out of energy just aspiring to try to be like his beard, because his beard is so much more glorious than mine. But it's working. It's trying. It's
work in progress.
Yeah. So this is Rabbi Rick. What would you like to be called this morning? You can be anybody you want.
That's pretty scary. Well, I don't know. What's your handle?
We're going to call you Rick Pelosi. This is Nancy Pelosi's brother.
Yes, there we go. I like that.
Give us the inside scoop on what she's really like.
Give me a gun now.
Yeah.
Put me out of my misery.
That's right. Can you imagine growing up in that family?
Oh.
So, yes, so here we are.
Well, thanks for that nice introduction.
Oh, you're welcome.
Yeah, appreciate that.
I've been working on it for years. I knew I was going to get this opportunity. I just wanted to try to figure it out.
After all these years.
That's right. Yeah. That's right. So, for those of you who, I pushed the wrong button. Anyway.
Sweet.
So we're going to talk about some stuff today. We got, actually, in the last 24 hours has been a pretty small Pretty slow.
It's news been kind of slow.
It's been kind of quiet.
It's been kind of quiet.
I mean, it's kind of weird, because usually every 24 hours there's like 10 different things
in
the news. But now there's nothing in the news. So
it's like the calm before the storm.
Yeah. So I kind of wonder. So many things that are coming
that
up.
Little bombing. Yeah. There's
There was that. But, you know, that happened on Friday morning?
Something like that. Yeah.
By Christmas, because Christmas was Friday, right?
Right. It really didn't make that much news. It made a lot of news, but it's like it wasn't that prevalent, just because of the weekend, Christmas, and all that
stuff.
Yeah.
And then by Saturday, by Sunday night, it was all about the stimulus bill.
Did they blame it on Trump yet? The Nashville
bombing? Oh, there's people doing that.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah. Okay. Right.
Yeah. Good. They're hoping.
I wouldn't expect any less.
They were looking for some kind of flyers, some kind of Trump paraphernalia of any kind. I'm surprised they didn't just stick one. That was the only thing that survived the accident. the bombing was that of Trump flyer.
Right. Right.
Voting, I voted for Trump. Trump hat, sitting on the right on top of where the bomb was.
That's part of his master plan to get the election back.
Yeah.
Just ask Stacey Abrams.
But, she was seen in the vicinity. What she was doing in Nashville, I have no idea.
Sorry. Oh, you Stacey fans. Sorry about
that. You know, yeah. I'm sure I got a lot of them on this show. So they... let's talk about that a little bit, though. I'm hearing
Stacey?
Yeah.
Okay.
Because I can't stop talking about her.
Well, she can't stop talking about herself.
Well, that's true, because she never did. She still thinks she's the governor of Georgia. I think she's the governor of her house, maybe.
Something.
About that. That's about it. But, talk about somebody who couldn't.
Let it go.
Let it go.
Let it go.
Let it go. So, yeah. So the So I got this Nashville thing going on. So I'm hearing, it's interesting, because I'll click on, when you watch a video on YouTube and then you see all this other stuff that's, that pops up that you can watch. Well, I find myself going down that rabbit hole,
right,
and then listening to some stuff. Mm. And one of the things that I've run across several times now is this conspiracy stuff.
Oh, of course.
So have you heard anything? You said you hadn't heard much about it.
No, I really haven't.
Well, let me educate you.
Okay, thanks.
There's
just like always.
So now they did find body parts at the scene. You probably heard about that.
Yep.
And
well, the guy died.
That's the other. They now determined that that was the guy who was the person of interest in the whole thing and thought that he was the one. Now they're interviewing people like his neighbors and stuff, you know, and saying he was a bit of a recluse, I guess, or something, or that kind of thing. That's what I'm hearing, at least at this point. But who knows?
He's probably related to the Michigan militia, too.
Yeah, I'm sure he came from there. Yeah, he was probably a baby from the Michigan militia group. So, but I haven't heard much more than that in terms of who this guy was or what his motive was. I think they're still searching for a motive. They don't haven't really found
him. Yeah, like I said, I haven't really heard that much.
My guess is he was a left-wing nut. Because that's why they're still looking for a motive.
Yeah, right. Figure out what this thing. Well, of course.
if he was just a Trump supporter, then it would be automatic, you know. But
it's usually the way it goes. Yeah. You know, if it's a left wing nut and they can't find a motive, so they're working hard to try to pin it on the right wing conspiracy.
That's right.
Yeah.
So I don't know. But the conspiracies I'm hearing, there's a couple things I'm hearing. One is that it was. Apparently, this AT&T building was destroyed that was right there next to it.
Hmm. Okay.
And not terribly destroyed. There wasn't really anything that, like, was brought down or terribly destroyed. But AT&T was out of, like, that area was out of service for a while because it was damaged enough. Because there's some kind of a computer room there, computer system, switching system, whatever.
Were all the Dominion machines on there?
Well,
something?
That's funny. You should mention that.
I thought I was kidding.
That's one of the conspiracies. They're saying that... That they took the Dominion servers that were from Germany that they got the Seidel servers were being stored there for the forensic audit and this guy tried to destroy them because he's part of the this stuff. Some people said before they found his body parts they were saying he pulls up and he walks away and then all of a sudden this explodes and this all happens. This is all set up. It's all a false flag. You hear all this stuff already. Then you've got stuff where people are examining frame by frame. They're examining all the video footage that's out there. And they're saying that they can see missiles coming in and striking the thing. Then you're saying that there's this other one where there's the most popular one is the one where the video footage is looking down the street and you can see the motorhome down there. And then there's this explosion. And it looks like the fire is coming from somewhere else because the way this explosion happens. And then when the fire kind of subsides, it looks like the fire came from across the street because you can't see the motorhome anymore. Well, because you get it initially is this big blinding light.
Right.
And then it kind of fades out and you see the fire kind of fading off in the right-hand side. Well, this is coming from people who don't understand how video works.
Right.
And all that, because what you've got is you've got a cloud... of coming down straight down from where the blast was. You can't see any flames in that area because of that cloud blockage. The flames that are happening because of what caught on fire. There was a tree there on the right-hand side. So that's still kind of inflamed.
Mm-hmm.
And anything else, any kind of material that this guy used in the bomb probably blew out at some point as well. That can go someplace and also continue to burn a little bit as well. So, but they're coming up with all these crazy ideas. And... everything from, you know, the guy was a patriot trying to destroy something that was there, a disgruntled employee, which probably is more likely.
Yeah.
Or just some wacko that just thought that AT&T was out to get him, or they were tapping him, they were pinging him, you know, they were tapping his lines, they were listening to everything he was doing. He was wearing a tinfoil hat going over there. So the one thing that kind of is strange, you know this, but he had this... automated thing playing from the RV, and it was saying, you know, evacuate the area, doing all that stuff.
Oh yeah, right.
That was making these announcements, and if there's a bomb, it's going to go off in 10 minutes or 15 minutes or whatever it was, and it kept counting down every minute. And then when it got down to the last minute, it waited another 15 minutes before 30 minutes or something before it actually went off.
It was nice enough to give him a warning.
And that's what's weird.
Yeah.
So. My first thought was, okay, it was a terrorist kind of thing. Maybe it was a radical person of some kind.
Yeah.
And then when he made that, but they wouldn't make that kind of announcement. They would be out to destroy everybody they could.
Yeah.
And then the other side of it was, well, if it was, and I had this argument with some people that right away said, oh, it was Trump supporters. It was Trump supporters.
Well, of course.
And my thought was, Trump supporters aren't going to do this kind of thing.
Yeah, right, exactly.
I mean, a true patriot's not going to go after the people that we're trying to protect. It's going to go after...
Or blow up Dominion machines.
No, because we're trying to find out what's going on with them.
Right.
Of course, then there's the whole deep state angle of, well, the FBI did it. This was their guy. They got him to go in there and do that. Where they just planted somebody's body. No, he was already dead before they, you know, stuff like that. I'm hearing all that kind of stuff. Missiles. They shot the missiles in there. I'm
trying to remember that guy's name in Oklahoma City. What was that guy's name?
Oh, Timothy McVeigh. Yeah. McVeigh. Yeah.
Maybe it was him.
Could have been.
Yeah. He came back.
He never really was killed. He never really couldn't.
Just can't stop doing what he likes. That's bad. Sorry.
But that's where things go though, which is a little bit scary because then people get motivated to do other things out of that kind of rhetoric.
Yeah, but, I mean, there was a lot of crazy things. I mentioned Timothy McVeigh, but I mean, there was a lot of crazy things that were going around at that
time
too.
That's true.
You know, about the federal building, and you know, there's no way that fertilizer bomb could have did that, and blah blah blah, and all that kind of stuff, and you know. Who knows if we'll ever get to the bottom of were there really Dominion machines in there or something, but there's got to be, you know, until they come up with a sane motive.
Yeah. People keep filling in the blanks.
Right. Yeah. So I don't know. But it's kind of weird that it's, you know, timing, all
yeah,
that.
Yeah, it is really
it's kind
weird.
Weird.
The location, timing, everything's kind of strange.
Right.
My first thought was, that's where they're storing that's where they moved all the servers to do the forensic audit. And that's what I was hearing people say. My first thought was, why Nashville, Tennessee? I mean, okay, so you want to do an audit on machines in Atlanta. Why would you move them to?
Yeah, I mean, the other thing there is, you know, who would want to blow up, if that was really true, who would want to blow those up?
Yeah.
One, two, how would those folks know where they're at?
Yeah.
It's not like they're
exactly.
It's not like the people that are on the right side, you know, that are going to try to look into the Dominion machines are going to be broadcasting. Oh, by the way, we're going to take these over here and just let you know.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
And then why would you, I mean, this guy wouldn't have had to die doing it.
Right.
He killed himself in the process. So
yeah, it sounds
it's just weird.
Of course, I don't know. You know, there's so many people. I mean, if you look at how this whole election has played out, within the government, the FBI, the CIA, all the intelligence agencies, nobody's lifting a finger literally to help
true.
Trump out. You know, so it's probably not too far-fetched to, if they really were in there, the Dominion machines, that somebody would have known.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, you'd think that'd be front page, you know.
Yeah.
Somebody
inside would have, and they could have let somebody know if that, you know, going back to the conspiracy theory thing, but who knows?
Yeah, that's true. It's just a bizarre case.
let's say those were Dominion machines in there. I doubt by the time they moved them in there that they hadn't already downloaded what they were looking for anyways.
Yeah.
You know. It's kind of a moot point to blow them up, in my opinion, if that's really truly what happened. But
and forensically, you can still, even if a hard drive gets destroyed, you can still, you know, like with a hammer, like with, maybe Hillary was in there beating him with a hammer at the time.
She was wiping and, the...
yeah, still with a cloth. You mean like with a cloth? So,
yeah.
we're like the antithesis of the Hodge twins.
We're not as cool as
they
are. Yeah. We're not going to.
I have a good show for you today.
You got to slam on the thing, your fist on the table.
Oh, that's right. Yeah.
That's a beep. Good show.
About the best I've got is this.
Oh. I feel so much more at peace now.
Good morning. Sunday morning.
Who was that? That sounded like your friend.
Good morning.
That's my
Sunday morning.
My sister. Yeah.
Yeah.
Having a little glitch there.
Yeah. She had to reset. Funniest one I saw was this guy had put in the Microsoft, the boot up thing for Microsoft right before she says it. It's like in the middle of a conversation, all of a sudden it reboots.
You know, it was the funniest part of that was, who was she giving the interview to? It was
I'm pretty sure it was Wolf Blitzer, I think.
No, it was the guy that was in Clinton's administration.
Stephanopoulos.
Yeah,
that's right.
The look on his face was like, what do I say? What do I do? I'm just going to sit here and kind of with this fake smile on my face, like, it's okay, it's okay.
Yeah. I saw that look on a lot of interviewers' faces when they were interviewing Biden, too. They were like, I'm not sure where he's going. Wait, should we cut to something else, right?
Biden didn't know where he's going either.
Exactly.
Am I in an interview?
I'm running for Senate. So please vote for me. Been in the Senate for 45 years.
He's just doing good if he can remember who his wife is.
That's right. That's right. I'm going to bite her fingers off. Yeah, oh my. So here's a question for you. Mm. You can answer this one because you're on top of this. I don't know if you were, I kind of got a little inspiration because I was listening to Kill Me this morning. He wasn't on, but there was Will Kane was on this morning taking his place. Did a good job. He touched on the question of what does the Republican Party look like going forward. Now, there's two options here. One is if Trump stays in office, what does the Republican Party look like? And then the other one is if Trump doesn't stay in office, what does the Republican Party look like? What do you think?
Oh, that's a good question. I think hope and pray, of course, that Trump does stay in office. And if he does, he's only going to stay in office because some drastic moves are going to take place. We could maybe talk about that later, what we think about that. But assuming that some drastic moves do take place, I would think he's probably, and we all know, he's going to clean house on both sides of the equation, Republicans and Democrats. So
that's true.
So the Republican Party, I think, will probably, inevitably, it's going to take on more flavor of Trump, right? It has to. I mean, because most of the people that are on Trump's, on the Trump bus are, people that actually love the United States of America and what it's supposed to be. And right now you got a lot of so I think if Trump stays in office, it's going to be different. Now if he doesn't stay in office, man, I was just reading a thing yesterday about I forget the guy's name, one of the columnists on that I read, and he's a big Trump supporter, and he was saying Trump has to win now because in 2024 it's not even going to be an option. His point was if they did this while he's in the top seat right now, why do we even think it's going to even happen in 4 years?
Yeah.
There's no way.
It's not going to be any better. Yeah, that's for sure.
So, but let's say he doesn't. So where does the Republican Party go after this? I could really see where the Republican Party actually splits, and all the rhinos can go have their, meld into the Democrat now / socialist / communist party. And Republican Party, I think, will probably take on a, much like the Tea Party did, a few years back. And I don't know whatever happened to that, but, probably take on that kind of a flavor. I don't know. It may maybe be a whole new party. I've heard a lot of talk about that too. But when you think about it, look at all the people that voted for Trump.
Yeah.
It's literally the whole, almost the whole Republican Party, except for you handful of Never Trumpers. But that's my thoughts. What do you think?
Yeah, there's a lot there. You touched on some good points.
That's a loaded question.
It's loaded on the front end. It's a little front heavy. God. Yeah, it's interesting because, after one of your points sparked something I remembered in 2018. After Trump got elected, we had a huge number of, in my opinion, rhinos.
Oh, yeah.
Who retired.
Yeah.
Because they didn't want to be a part of.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Retired.
They
quote, left. Unquote.
Yeah. Yeah. They thought they would step out because they were afraid of what was going on. Now, they made those decisions usually about a year into Trump's presidency. And I think at that point, they still didn't believe that Trump was as popular as he was, or would be as popular as he was.
Yeah, I think, just to pile on that real quick. Not to interrupt you, but I mean,
but you did.
Well, yeah, I know, but it goes with your point.
Okay, good.
what Rush always says
Squirrel.
Is that a lot of those folks honestly didn't. They actually believed that Trump colluded with Russia,
for
like a year.
Yeah,
Yeah. So
they didn't want to associate. They were.
A bunch of imbeciles. But anyway, there you go. Sorry. That was another reason why I think happened the way it did. But
I think they really bought into the whole scandal thing and all that. That's true. Yeah. They thought they were going to wait it out probably until they figured they probably even believed he would be impeached and then they could just jump back in, in 2020. But yeah, so they that we lost a lot of people there, rhinos, at that point. And so, but a few of them stayed in. So you still have this what I call the rat swamp was still there. And so, yeah, I don't know. I think that the Republican Party is at a crossroads, definitely, depending on what happens in the next month. And we'll see how it all plays out. But I think there's definitely going to be a serious fracture of some kind, people breaking off from the Republican Party or or the Republican Party.
Yeah, I don't see how it can't.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I don't know if it, here's the thing about a third party is, and maybe if it's a huge enough group of people, it could literally become the second party, and the Republican Party would actually fade away into being the third party option. However, the way the rules are set up right now, it's really difficult to for a third party to uproot the, because the way the caucuses are set up, the way everything's set up right now with the rules and the primaries and everything, it is very difficult to get that to happen.
Yeah, you know what plays into that is the whole way they do campaign finance.
Right, exactly.
I mean, that's you got knuckleheads like Cocaine Mitch, you know, who controls all the, you know, you do this, I'll give you this much money for your campaign, you know, blah, blah, blah. And, you know, and that is wrong.
Yeah.
That's totally wrong.
Yep.
So you get rid of that kind of stuff, and I think a lot of it will naturally, you know, right itself. But you got people that are beholden to the establishment right now. And you look, how long did it take McConnell to flip, you know?
I just want to congratulate Joe Biden. He's a friend of mine.
What was that like? 2 days after, like, Mitch.
Yeah.
Dude, like, what's going on?
It's like they have not looked at any evidence. They haven't looked at any. I mean, I sat, once in a while, like the other night at NTD had a two-part special on, it brought out all these witnesses of what happened down in Atlanta. Yeah. And I listened to the whole thing. And it made me madder and madder as I listened to this thing. And what really aggravated me was that this is something that Congress should be listening to.
Oh, I know.
Take them 2 hours. They should just, every member should listen to it.
Right.
Because you've got witnesses from the actual November 3rd night and then the recount stuff.
Mm-hmm.
They had witnesses from all of that. Then they had some professional witnesses that came on. And again, sworn affidavit testimony is considered by law, by definition, that is direct evidence.
Yeah.
It's called direct evidence.
Right.
There's no other name for that kind of evidence.
They got like over a... What was the number? I heard like 1,124 affidavits or something crazy like that.
Yeah.
That's over 1,000. Man, it's like, how can you?
Yeah.
It just blows my mind.
And then they're basically, they say, well, there is some fraud, but it's not enough to, it's just
that's
one or two here or there.
Terrible argument. Yeah. That's admitting there's fraud.
Yeah. And they haven't even looked at what the fraud was when they say that. That's it. They're throwing that out there to dismiss it right away.
Right.
They don't want to look at the evidence. It's like, if we don't look at it, if we don't acknowledge it isn't.
Did you see what was posted by Gateway Pundit last night on the Pennsylvania count?
Yeah.
Yeah. There's like over 200,000.
Yeah.
Wrong.
There was an error.
Yeah, an error.
And they have to,
So, again, going into this Electoral College vote, how can those people in Pennsylvania with a straight face vote with the Democratic slate?
Yeah.
It just blows my mind.
Yeah, it's almost like, well, what's done is done, and we can't undo it now.
Yeah.
Well, but it was done wrong. Well, too bad.
Well, there's not enough evidence.
No evidence.
Let's just move on. Yeah.
I know Joe Biden. He's a friend of mine. Looking forward to working for him.
Right. And I'm kind of tired of this job anyway, so I just want to see Chuck take care of him.
That's right. And they call me the turtle. I was listening to the testimony, and of course, a couple of people were professional.
We're not Mitch fans right now.
Not very much. Never really have been. I was kind of, but this one guy was a professional, actuary type person. He did a lot of numbers crunching.
Oh yeah, right. Yeah, I saw that.
And he went through some of the stuff that was there. And
yeah.
Oh my gosh, there have been several of those guys come forward that have done a lot, like different analysis on different things.
Right.
The one guy was saying that he found it was the phantom voters. Did you hear about that deal?
Yeah, I did.
That was interesting.
Yeah.
Where they what that is for those of you out there who don't know, for the three listeners I have, you have No, we have thousands, really, really seriously. This is a major movement going on.
Yeah, that's right.
So, because it's the news according to me, and everybody wants to know what I think. So let's enough about me. Let's talk about you. What do you think about me?
You really want me to tell you?
No, that's beep.
Well, you are wearing a pretty cool hat today.
Well, I get compliments on the hat. That's why I wear it, because you don't want to see my head.
I'm kind of jelly.
It's kind of jelly. And cray-cray. What was I talking about?
Phantom voters.
Phantom voters.
Yeah.
So yeah, to explain what the phantom voters are, this guy found people on the rolls, surprisingly the same number of votes that basically Biden won by after the 3 o'clock in the morning switch thing. But it was like, he's found just in two states so far.
They all woke up and voted.
That's right. Oh, yeah. Oh better go vote now.
Voters do,
yep, it's 10 o'clock at night. I better go vote. So they, it was half, in two states, it was over 500,000 people. It was like 600 and some thousand people. Yeah. And he said all these voters on these, and he went through the actual data.
Mm-hmm.
It's not just speculation and numbers calculated out of nothing. And he said there are phantom voters, and what they are is they have no tie to any relatives anywhere in the world.
Yeah, right.
They can't find mothers, brothers, fathers, sisters, cousins, nobody.
A unique last name.
A unique last name that has no connection to anyone.
Hmm.
And
aliens.
There's no evidence. Nothing to see here. Move along. Do-do-do-do-do-do-do. So, yeah, it's a...
It seriously is the Twilight Zone.
It is. It's like they put the pen in front of your face and here, look at this, and then flash it. And forgot. But that gets into another thing. It seems like the memory of this nation is about 3 days long.
Oh, pff.
If that.
It, not,
I'm
not
giving
even,
them the benefit. That's only average.
That's not even close.
It's like 20 minutes maybe.
Yeah, there you go. Yeah, seriously.
Oh, new commercial on. What's happening now? So, yeah, that's a little frustrating too because people don't remember. I even hear people talk about Carter. As being one of the greatest presidents we've ever had. I was alive, and I remember this stuff.
Oh, I was too.
There was a reason that Reagan won in a landslide in 80.
Yeah.
It was the first time I voted for presidential election. I was just, by one day, I was old enough to vote.
Oh, bummer.
And so I voted
that. I was unable to vote then.
Yeah. So we had meat shortages, fuel shortages, sugar shortages.
Yeah.
Of all things, peanut shortages.
Yeah.
And he came from the peanut state.
Gas lines. Remember
gas
those?
Lines,
oh
yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, the energy crisis. That was the big first energy crisis we had. Farmers were a mess, just a mess.
Yeah.
The whole thing, and this the whole sugar industry thing was, that's what ruined Hawaii, basically.
Yeah.
The economy there was destroyed. It never has recovered, really.
Yeah, it was a disaster.
And
17% interest rates, 18%
interest
rates.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, the banking system was a mess.
Oh, gosh.
And yet, he blames it, still to this day, on the fact that he didn't get the hostages out of Iran. He says if he would have gotten the hostages out of Iran, he would have won the election. No. I don't think so.
Yeah, because everybody was, they're all excited about Stan. I remember the gas lines. I mean,
good
grief. Yeah, everybody wants that.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
And it was, of course, then by the time Bush one got, it was, and Carver got it right. It's about the economy, stupid.
Well, wait a second, though. Going back to something you said, though, he blamed it on the failed hostage rescue attempt. So, and I'm the biggest military supporter there. I'm always on their side, right? So what did Carter do to the military budget? Oh, he cut it. That's right.
Yeah. And then you wonder why your helicopters can't make it through the
desert. Right. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Sorry. Yeah.
It's kind of what Obama did, too.
Yeah.
Obama kind of decimated the whole thing.
Yeah, totally.
And, we were in a world of hurt. But I don't think it's been told. The whole story hasn't been told there, because I think that the American people knew how bad our military was at the end of the Obama administration.
Yeah.
I think people would be horrified by that.
Well, I mean, when you think about it, look at what the media did to Trump for 4 years. Now, if you flip that to the other side of the coin for Obama, if they went to that length to destroy Trump, what kind of length do you think they went to protect Obama?
That's true. Yeah.
I mean,
yeah.
Good grief.
I mean, what amazes me, too, is...
And now you got Joe, who can't remember where his...
They're covering for him, just even more.
I was chasing my dog out of the shower.
Really? Oh, okay. What kind of ice cream do you like? Jeez, oh, Pete.
Well, let's just talk to Kamala.
Kami.
She's right there. Kami's always right there. Yeah. Just in case Joe starts going off on a story about his hairy legs, they can just divert right away. Well, what do you think, Kamala? Kami? What do you think, Kami?
That's a perfect nickname, Kami.
It is Kami. Gold Kami. Just Kami for short.
Yeah. Sorry.
And I think that's what they're really pushing for. Just get this over with. Let's get Joe out of there and
totally
do the whole thing. And I think that's the only reason they're really open about the whole Hunter Biden thing.
But that brings up another question, though. I mean, you know, I've been watching in the last. I mean, you know, they're going after some big players now. Feinstein, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah. The Democratic Party is going after her. You know, they're already laying the groundwork for getting rid of plugs. What's some other ones that they're going after? Somebody else I was thinking about too. I forget now, but anyway,
Swalwell.
Swalwell, and they're protecting him.
Yeah, how's
the guy that's, you know, having an affair with a Chinese gal, you know, still on the intelligence committee?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. Unbelievable.
It's amazing.
Yeah, they're picking and choosing who they want to be there.
Exactly. So there's some things going on. That's all I'm saying.
Yeah.
Even on the Democrat side, that.
And I think that they know that, what's her name?
Kami?
Nancy. Not Nancy.
Feinstein.
Diane. Yeah.
She doesn't know where she's at half.
I don't either, apparently. I don't know where. But
man, she's looking rough. Seriously. Yeah. They all are.
Apparently, Feinstein's having some issues with Parkinson's or something, or she's going, like, she's not they're all there anymore. But they keep propping her up in office.
Well, when you look at them, they all kind of look like they're propped up.
They all look like I wouldn't trust them driving
a
car.
And Nancy's having glitches.
I would take the keys away from them.
That's who it is I'm thinking about. They're trying to get rid of Pelosi's under a lot of fire right now. That's who I was thinking about.
She is, yeah. The squad is going after her pretty hard. Yeah, everybody on there. Well, you've got Bernie Sanders. Got Bernie Sanders. He's going after he's going after her pretty big. And and AOC, of course,
AOC,
so they're both going after. But they've added somebody new to the squad now, too. There's somebody that's coming on this year that's supposedly going to be like a fifth.
I don't know. There's been some shakeups in the squad going on here lately, too. They're talking about that.
Here's an interesting point. I totally forgot about this until just now. There's some concern that Nancy will not be elected as speaker.
Right.
Have you heard about that?
Yeah.
Because there's such a slim margin.
Yeah.
That if there's any split at all, which I don't, the one thing about the Democrats is that they are lockstep.
Oh, yeah. Which is kind of interesting to see what's going on right now.
Yeah.
I think
that they know that Nancy's kind of on her way out. Now, Nancy's claims she was going to retire when Hillary got in. That's what she claims. But she's got a death grip on that position.
Was she sober when she said that?
Probably not. Has she been sober for the last 20 years? That's kind of a loaded question. See, I got one of those here somewhere. Oh, that's not it. Never mind. That's not. That was a good one, though. but we have all kinds of issues going on right now. That's what I was going to get to is, what do you think is happening with the Democrat Party? I mean, right after the election in 2016, I had I'll call them a friend. They're a leftist. And here's the thing. I've got people who are friendly to me, who are leftists, radical. They don't realize how radical they are sometimes. Mm-hmm. But their way of life and what they want to have, their philosophy of life and government is not friendly to my way of life. So I have a hard time calling them a friend because of how entrenched they are and militant they are about what they believe. Now, they would probably say the same thing about me.
Right.
Oh,
just don't talk about politics.
Yeah, exactly.
Talk about religion.
Unfortunately, they keep bringing it up. Religion, which is another problem with this person. Particularly, it's funny that you mentioned that. So, it was interesting because right afterwards, their first comment to me was, I'm hearing that the Republican Party is about ready to split apart and it's about ready to blow up. And I'm like, they just won the election. And
are you talking about 2018?
Yeah, 2016.
Oh, yeah.
And And I think the Republican Party's pretty well unified right now.
Mm-hmm.
I'm here. I mean, it sounds to me like the left, the Democrat Party was, I don't remember or not, but their heads were popping off.
Oh, yeah.
And they were all going crazy.
They were for 4 years.
Yeah. Everybody was blaming everybody else. Everybody was going, they didn't know what to do. Or,
yeah.
It's Russians. It's this. It's that. It was Bernie Sanders. It was Comey. It was what. I mean, yeah. They were talking about everything and blaming
Hillary
everybody.
Was in her that. Bunker.
Yeah, she was. Yeah.
Wouldn't come out.
So, yeah. That's right. She hid in the woods for that. The one lady stumbled across her in the woods for a week afterwards or whatever. But so that's, yeah, it's been interesting that now I see the Democrat Party even more fractured than it's ever been.
Yeah, you know what's interesting? Did you have another?
No, that was it. No.
Yeah, I was just going to say, to add into that, I read something yesterday about AOC might challenge Schumer. And 2 years for his seat. And the comments were from the Democrat Party, I don't know who, some big wig there in New York. And he was saying, yeah, no, not a snowball's chance. And beep, you know, where that's going to, it's not, she'll never win that. And, but the thing is where I'm going with this is,
you never know.
Is, well, that's part of tying what we're talking about is what's pulling the Democrats apart is you still have the old guard, the Pelosi's, the Schumer's, yeah. The Feinstein's, even though she's on her way out anyway. But the ones that are still hanging on by a thread, you know, they're still trying not to go full communist like AOC, you know.
Yeah.
And you got these young, really young, what they call progressives. Let's just call them pro-communists because that's what they are.
Yeah.
And, you know, and they're pulling the party, you know, like, and they're taking action. You know, she's like, even the fact that she threw that out in the media, like, well, I'm going to go after Chuck Schumer. Really? You know, that's like, whoa, that's the, you know, you don't say that in the media and, you know, and that doesn't get cleared, you know.
Right, exactly.
So
yeah.
There's,
yeah, that's true. Yeah.
There's a lot of crazy stuff like that going on in the Democrat Party. And the thing is sadly, what's scary about it is that a lot of Americans look at her and, like, you know, don't even think about what she's really espousing.
Yeah.
I mean, did anybody really read through that Green Deal?
No.
I mean, holy balls of wax. That's crazy stuff.
Yeah. Yeah. It would have destroyed us.
Yeah.
It's such a radical change in our country and fabric of what we do. It would be. It might work great in California.
Yeah. You know? Well,
since we're gonna secede them, we're gonna blow them out.
Yeah.
They're not gonna secede. We're gonna secede them.
Those bombs in Nashville, those were actually on their way to the Andreas Fault.
Yeah. they were gonna set off the.
We're gonna blast them off into the ocean. Right. Yeah.
Yeah. Well.
And really, would that be a bad thing?
I'm not so sure. And Newsom, of course, he's got a petition of like millions of people now that are trying to recall him.
You know,
and
let's take him and Whitler and just like
fly
him to Epstein's Island or something. I don't know.
They've probably been there. They've probably. Speaking of Epstein's
Drop
Island,
off.
Speaking of John Roberts,
yeah,
you've heard.
Oh,
yeah.
We pulled the gloves off there.
Yeah. So you've seen those pictures, right? You've seen the.
No, I have not. But I've heard. I think you were telling me about
it. It's. It looks like him, and.
Wouldn't surprise me.
There's also logbooks, which
I mean,
the airplane logbooks are the thing that I kind of wonder about because I've flown for years. I flew corporate.
Mm-hmm.
We never put in our logbooks who we were flying around.
Right.
We just put down all we cared about was the time we were logging because we were hoping to get an airline job.
Instead of names, you just put down Chief Justice or something.
Yeah,
like that.
Yeah, just future Chief Justice, whatever. Yeah. So. But that's the kind of stuff that happens, I think, a lot of times, even with the like the Bohemian, you're messing with the equipment. What are you doing over there?
I'm trying to get this mic to turn a little bit.
Oh.
It's all good.
Okay.
I'll just keep cocking my head like this.
Well, if you get close to it, just don't, you can talk past it this way.
Yeah, okay.
That'll do the same thing. That way you won't get
the
pff, pff sounds on
right,
there.
Right, yeah, yeah.
Everybody just took their headphones off now. But yeah, so it's, I can turn this up too. That'll get you a little bit. There we go. Get you a little more power in there. Okay.
Cool.
Or I can push this button. Now I can't hear a thing you're saying.
Wait. I feel like a Trump supporter.
Yeah, that's right. That's right. Yeah. Big tech. So that's another, that could be a whole other show, right?
Yeah,
there.
Yeah, you know, when I said it wouldn't surprise me, it's not not because I want to demean his character, even though I'm not a fan of him right now. But I mean, what wouldn't surprise me is the fact that he's made some just total asinine decisions on the court, where just totally talk about Democrats' heads blown off. It's just blown off conservatives' heads too. You know, and he was supposed to be this great guy, and I think he was for a couple months, and then all of a sudden, it all became clear when he decided that Obamacare was a tax.
Yeah.
Yeah.
When he decided to change the law to make it work.
Yeah.
That's not a judge's job.
No.
We're going to go ahead and just make this little correction here. Okay, now it can go through as a tax.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was the last straw for me with him.
Yeah, so on that note, so why do you think the Supreme Court didn't grab the Texas lawsuit then? I mean, you got a majority of conservative judges that could have voted for it, but somehow they all went, you know, only two, Alito and
Thomas.
Yeah. We need Scalia back there.
Yeah.
That guy was a red-blooded American.
Yeah,
right there,
I think he would have. Yeah, he was definitely understood what was going on.
He would have taken a flamethrower to it.
Yeah. Yeah. If the rumors are true.
Yeah, I know. Yeah.
And if Roberts actually bullied the other three junior justices. Did you hear about that report?
Yeah.
If that actually happened, then I think we have a problem with the Supreme Court. They should be independent of themselves. They shouldn't be. They shouldn't have a boss.
Right.
You know, we got people here that can't be fired. If he wants to give them guidance,
I think
and
they can be impeached though.
They can be impeached.
Yeah. Right.
And I'm sure that they could be forced to resign or asked to resign.
Mm-hmm.
I think that we have a serious problem if we have one justice manipulating the others.
Yeah, it just kind of surprises me that if that really was the case, that would happen.
Yeah.
You know, I can't picture those three not siding with the truth, so to
speak.
Right. But, because kind of getting off on a different tangent here, but, back to the election fraud, that's the other part that's so disheartening about this whole thing is that not one court has looked at any case brought by Trump. It's all been dismissed on standing. They haven't even looked at the merits.
Right, right.
You know, there's no election fraud there. Nothing to see. No.
Yeah, it blows my mind that there aren't any judges that have. And I think the main map in this whole thing to begin with was we don't care if the lower courts throw it out because we want to get it to the Supreme Court. That's where we want to get it to. And then to have that happen is a punch in the gut.
Oh, totally.
And I think that set them off to... Okay, well, now what?
Yeah.
Now, right before Christmas, Rudy Giuliani came out and said, he has a podcast, I guess.
Mm.
He's trying to compete with us. Good luck with that, Rudy. Because this is, we'll show you how it's done. Stand back, Rudy. We'll show you how it's done. So he, right before Christmas, he came out and said, well, right after Christmas, this is really going to blow up. Now, I don't think he knew that the bomb was going to go off in Nashville.
Yeah.
But, but that was.
Choice of words.
Yeah. But. And some things have come out, and they're very, very compelling.
Yeah.
Especially the thing with Pennsylvania, the whole numbers there thing.
Well, plus Sidney Powell released that 425-page
Page huge document.
Yeah.
Of course, the font was really big. But
because
it started off as 290 pages, and then
release
it turned into 400.
The Kraken.
That's right. So, yeah, there's I think if they just – now, speaking of Sidney Powell – is she special counsel or not?
I don't know. Yeah, and the thing is I keep seeing all these headlines, too. It's like Trump's aides keeping Sidney Powell from seeing him. Like, how does that work? That's like, it's just bizarre.
Well, and then Trump's got to hear this news. He's got to know that this is happening. Wouldn't he just say, well, I'm just going to call her myself? I mean, what's to stop him from just going to her?
You know, that's why this whole... Like I've told you before on more than one occasion in this last 6 weeks, it just almost feels like a flipping Twilight Zone.
It
seriously.
Does. It's like there's two different worlds we're living in.
Yeah, it's like things you just can't hardly believe. But and that's part of me almost feels like, maybe it's all just misdirection. you know, on,
yeah,
I, you know, maybe it's, I don't know. I keep hoping.
Yeah. And the whole thing with Pence, I'm hearing Pence, people are really split over Pence. There's the group of people, the Trump supporters, who think that Pence is a turncoat and a deep stater and a traitor and all those things.
Mm.
And I don't see that from Pence. Now, see, we're from Indiana. We know him as a governor. We know this guy.
He's a pretty straight shooter.
He has kept his feet in the sand. I mean, he hasn't cared about how much flack he's gotten over decisions he's made morally.
Right.
He's made some very tough decisions, and he's got pretty thick skin.
Yeah. So,
and I think there's a reason Trump's selected him.
If how many, count on one hand the number of guys in Washington, D.C. that won't go out to dinner with another female or with a female unless you're with somebody else.
Yeah.
Or, you know, it's, you know, one.
Yeah, pretty much that's it. Yeah.
Him.
Yeah.
So, you know, morally, I agree with you.
And I think that, you know, and I was thinking about this too. There's really very few.
And he's a patriot.
He really is.
Yeah. You know?
He really is. He understands, you know, what the nation was founded on.
Right. And he destroyed Comey in the debate, seriously.
He really did. Yeah,
that was beautiful.
He made her look terrible.
Yeah.
She looked like a child.
Yeah.
She looked like a seven.
Hey, I'll just talk now, okay?
Yeah. I'm talking now. I'm talking. I'm
My
talking.
Turn.
Okay, now I'm talking. Okay. Okay, you're talking. Okay, I'm talking now. Stop interrupting me. Okay. Stop saying okay.
But I'm not bitter.
No. She had nothing to say, but she kept talking.
Yeah, right.
But yes, There's very few people that the president can talk to without anybody else in the room or without any kind of notes being taken.
Mm-hmm.
The VP is one of those people.
Just ask Comey.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. I'm not going to give it directly to the press, but I'm going to give it to someone to give it to the press because I didn't feel like it was moral for me to give it to the press. So I gave it to that guy with the intention of him giving it to the press because I just didn't feel like that was good.
Right.
Because I'm an ethics professor.
Right.
At Cornell or wherever he was or where.
The guy in charge. What's the guy in charge of CIA? I'm having a brain fart here. A second.
Clapper.
Clapper. Yeah. Clapper. Call me. That's job well done. Yeah.
Thanks for doing that for us.
Yeah.
What a slime ball that guy is.
Yeah. All of them are.
Yeah.
Anyway, sorry.
So anyway, there are very few people the president can talk to, and Pence is one of those people.
Mm-hmm.
So, I think that they're a lot closer than what people probably think.
Yeah.
Now, Trump has said some things about Pence recently, like he better do the right thing or he's going to have trouble in 2024. And maybe at the end of the day, maybe Pence will cave and say, I've just got to do what's protocol and I've got to do this the way it's supposed to be. But I think if he sees this evidence and he knows what's going on, I don't think he will. Of course, now he's got this trip planned right after.
Yeah,
and everybody's jumping all over that.
On.
That's
yeah.
been planned for over a year. It wasn't like I'm going to skip town as soon as that happens. He already had that trip on the docket.
Yeah, I know.
So it's one of those things where it's, how do you, I don't know, people are just going nuts with that stuff.
Yeah, I know.
But how do you think January 6th is going to play out? Because there's going to be a march on, supposedly there's this march going to happen on January 6th. They're going to march on the Capitol. People are going to show up for this thing. First of all, I don't think senators or congressmen care because they're in their little bubble. They don't care what's going on on the lawn. They don't care if people have pitchforks and ready to put their head on a pike because they're in this little cocoon. They don't care.
Mm-hmm. I don't know. That is a tough question. I know how for the last 4 years, we've literally seen, in my opinion, Trump ahead, two steps ahead of his, you know, and he literally played him like a fiddle most of the time.
Yeah, yeah.
And, but in the last 6 weeks, it almost seems like we're, you want to keep believing that he's still ahead of the, you know, he's playing, four-person chess or whatever you want, or four-dimensional,
4D
chess. And, but at the same time, what we're being fed are all these things that, you know, just make it look like, you know, they're stumbling. And, you know, it's almost, so, you know, is that really the truth? And if that's the truth, you know, do we have to just, you know, swallow it and, you know, and say, okay, you know, America's going down the poop hole now. Or, you know, part of me wants to really believe that, you know, come January 6th, you know, that's the last stand. And, you know, if it doesn't go that way, you know, will he pull the trigger on the Insurrection Act or something, you know, like a lot of people are talking about. Yeah. And, you know, I if that's, he almost, you know, when he went into Washington, one of his main things, drain the swamp, you know, and everybody's behind that. And now we're seeing the extent of the swamp.
Yeah,
really?
No kidding.
I mean, because look how fast.
McConnell, he just flipped. You know,
and it was like that blew my mind. And then on top of that, you've got these agencies that have supposedly been, you know, working. You know, he puts new people in charge of the FBI and the CIA, and, you know, and they're not lifting a finger to do anything to investigate the rampant evidence of fraud in this election. So it really is astounding at how much revelation we've had in the last 6 weeks as far as, like, how deep the swamp is. You know, swamps are notoriously not deep. This is really deep. Yeah. Seriously. It's all over.
Yeah.
So I don't know. Part of me is like, well, could it really be that this is for everybody to see, you know, that wants to see? I don't know. So I don't know how January 6th is going to go. I know how I hope and pray it goes, and I think there's a lot of patriots that want it to go that way. I don't know. It's not – was it you that was telling me this could drag on to like April or something like that? Or who was telling me that?
That wasn't me.
Wasn't you?
Yeah, no. Yeah, but, I heard that. That'd be crazy. Because I think if there hasn't been a president decided by January 20th, then the speaker becomes the president in that interim. And if it's Nancy –
yeah, we're really in trouble now.
We're really in trouble. Now, if it happens that the split occurs and we actually end up with a Republican speaker in a Democrat majority House, that could happen.
Yeah.
That would be crazy.
Which,
you know, it's 2020. Anything could happen now at this point. It's 2021 then, but it's, crazy. It's, you know, we're living, like I said, we're in the twilight zone. Anything could happen at this point. But there's three concerns that I have on about January 6th. One is...
Tell me.
What will happen if things go badly and they do put the Democrat electors in?
Mm-hmm.
Because what's going to happen with the patriots who are ready to just march in and occupy the place?
Mm-hmm.
And there's a couple things that can happen at that point. One is that gives the deep state an opportunity to crack down on the entire country.
Mm-hmm.
Because now we're going to clamp down on anybody who has a gun or anybody who has any kind of patriot, you know, anybody who calls themselves a patriot now is going to be an enemy to them. That could happen. If they do switch the electors or at least pull the electors back and pull it below 270, and then we have the House vote, which will end up being a Trump win because of the states, probably.
Mm-hmm.
And then you've got the left wing. Their heads are popping off and the media is in their pockets. So that's going to be nothing but this is a coup. We've been taken over, blah, 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 blah. You know, they're going to do that whole thing. You had a point there?
No, I was just going to say for your first scenario, I mean, who's the muscle in that?
I don't know.
I mean,
Proud Boys?
Well, no. I mean, who's going to put the clamps down on all these armed civilians?
Well, probably the military.
So would the military do that?
It's questionable.
That's what my question is.
Yeah, I think there's probably a fraction of the military that probably would, but I think that there's some people. I think he's been careful to put in place recently some people that probably would not. Epsinger or whatever his name was that was in there, who was coming out and giving press conferences about his. That he got rid of that guy. And
yeah.
I think he would have been somebody.
Defense Secretary.
Yeah.
Yeah. Right.
So there's a new guy there.
Right.
He's put in like 20 some new people here in the last since the election, and I think that's interesting that he's doing that.
Yeah.
So maybe he's got a plan that is going to, you know, in case that kind of thing happens.
Yeah.
Again, like I said, we know we can trust now more than we used to. But.
Right. Well, I mean, yeah. Tell me your third thing, and then I'll come back.
So the third thing, did I get the second thing? Was it the?
The left's heads pops
left
off.
Left heads pop off. The third thing is, this whole thing about kind of laying low and not letting your cards be seen. There's a lot of people right now that are not showing their cards. They're keeping them close to the vest. I think here's what's, and one of the people that bothers me is Mitch McConnell. He came out initially and said, no, I don't want any hanky-panky going on right. January 6th. I want you guys to behave, you know, and stuff.
Right.
So he obviously doesn't want any of this to happen. Now, you got people like Gohmert and people coming out, Cruz coming out saying, no, they're not, and they're not saying what they're going to do. But I think it's pretty obvious they're planning to support this objection issue.
Yeah.
And
I don't know how a sane person can't.
Yeah.
But
if they have paid any attention at all,
right.
even for 1 hour, if they spent 1 hour looking at this, which is another thing, it's a little bit frustrating for me because I wrote my Congress lady and asked her about it, and I got that for a response. So it's like
Jackie, where are you, Jackie?
Yeah. So it's
Cujo.
Yeah, Marco.
Hello.
So we're in this situation where I'm not hearing voices that should be standing up.
Right.
Which concerns me a lot.
Yeah.
They're trying to lay low and see what happens and not be put apart, you know, be part of the fray, thinking that's going to help their career. I don't think it will. But
no.
I think it's going to hurt them.
I think what's coming is going to blow a lot of things up.
So you've got these people who aren't really saying what they're going to do, but Mitch hasn't said anything about what he hasn't been very vocal either. Now, if it was Nancy Pelosi in his position, she'd be saying, I'm going to do this, I'm going to do that, and I got all these arrows in my quiver, and I'm going to... But he's not saying anything, and I wonder if there's something he knows about some of the rules that he's going to pull some wild card out at the end of the day and somehow usurp whatever's going on and say, okay, we're just going to do this because this is the rule, and we got this rule over here, and this is...
When is the Georgia general election?
Oh, the runoff?
The runoff.
The day before, isn't it? It's like the 5th or the 4th
or
something.
So is it the
3rd
that all the new senators and congressmen... people get sworn in.
Yeah, it's like right before that day. Yeah.
So my question, where I'm going with that is, you know, if Stacey Abrams gets her ways and there's lots of fraud going on in Georgia and they steal those two elections too, would Mitch technically be the guy in charge? That's my question. Is that a
possibility?
That's
a good question. We should look into that and see when the actual swearing in is, when they take office, and then how that's going to work out. Because I'm pretty sure Mitch will still be the speaker because I don't think they vote
Senate
for the
majority leader.
Senate Majority Leader until later. I think it's after the 20th or before the 20th. I can't remember. It's sometime in there. So lots of
No, it's a good point. It kind of surprises me, too, that everybody is so quiet, especially you've got some pretty solid conservative senators that you can always rely on, the Rand Paul and Ted Cruz and, and all this flap about, you know, a week ago, well, can we get one senator to object? You know, like, you got to be kidding me, not one? You know, and like you said, I don't know how anybody, you know, when you got over 1,000 sworn affidavits, you know, and there's been no attempt to look into any of the evidence, how can they with a straight face sit there and certify that vote? I mean, seriously.
Yeah.
And that's part of me is like going back to what we were talking about, you know, is Trump just waiting for that to happen so he can pull the trigger then, you know? And okay, dudes, you had your chance to do the right thing. And sorry. It's not going to, you know.
Right. Well, and there's going to be so much evidence come out between now and the 6th that it's going to be so overwhelming.
But you don't think it's overwhelming right now?
Well, I mean, the problem is it's overwhelming. The problem is that the media can't cover it. Maybe there's going to be something coming out that they just can't ignore. They can ignore a lot, but I mean.
Well, I don't know. I mean, I was flabbergasted on that point. Trump gave a 45-minute speech.
They didn't even cover it. Didn't cover it. Yeah,
like they all should go to jail for that.
Yeah, this is I don't want to say treason, but it's treachery.
Right.
It's certainly traitorous, and it's definitely manipulating and influencing the election.
Yeah, totally.
So I've never seen, and I don't think people realized how much in the tank the left is for their side. Mm-hmm. I mean, because they're basically coming out now. Even Trump was being interviewed by Stephanopoulos. He basically said, "You're a Democrat." Well, that's not something that you are supposed to say to a reporter.
Mm-hmm.
But it's obvious, and you can say it now because mm-hmm. it's everybody knows now mm-hmm. that they're in the tank for one side, and they're gonna.
Right.
And it's what's sad is that they script everything, much like on this show. We script everything. This was all planned out. Now, this is the raw, unfiltered, unedited, no advertisements. Waste of an hour for you.
Wait, I'm not getting paid. What?
Please send your donations to Rabbi Rick. He needs your help, and he feels your pain.
Oh my gosh! We had to get a Slick Willie in there.
That'd be great. Let's get Bill and Jimmy Carter, and let's get those two in here with Hillary. See yeah. how that goes.
Got a place for the broom to be parked.
Oh, it's
yeah.
gone. That went downhill real fast.
That did.
All right.
Ba-doom-tsh.
Hey, I think I've got that. Let's see if I've. I think I've got that
rim shot.
Yeah, right there. Yeah, there we go. We got one of those. And we even have some of this. So it's kind of. Yeah, we can do that. This is a high tech show. Now we got stuff. We got buttons we can push and all that stuff.
Colored buttons.
That's right. Colored buttons are all, you know, well.
Good morning.
What do you think, Nancy?
Sunday morning.
Yes, it is. She's still resetting over there. Oh, yeah. Give me a toy. That's all I need. So.
Good thing she didn't say anything about drinking or something like that. Yeah, I know. That would have been hard to cover up.
Maybe that was code for something. Good morning, Sunday morning. That was time for another. Where's my margarita? Where's my martini?
Heck with the orange juice. Give me a screwdriver.
Yeah. Just give me the bottle of vodka. I don't need anything else. So, yeah. So that's pretty much the show for the day. That's been an hour of your time. We appreciate you listening to us.
That went fast.
That does go by fast. That's why I'm saying we probably should have, like multiple shows.
There you go.
This week here because we got, maybe Rick will come back again this week.
Well, it depends on what you pay me.
That's true. I'll give you everything in my left rear pocket. How's that?
Sweet.
Gotta remember where I put my money so I could. So I guess I didn't put it there.
Hey, it's been fun.
Yeah, it has been fun. Thanks again, Rick, for being here. And thank you, everybody out there. God bless you. Hopefully, just keep praying. We'll hope that this changes the situation. And hey, if anything breaks, we'll be on to do another show. Or at least I will. Because this is the news, according to me.